怀昆塔之音服务元月聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年6月31日星期日，我们今天有非常非常荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔，亲爱的 Krishna Baladeva Prabhu， 和我们继续讲述今天的圣典波扎瓦塔的导课，敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna。
ओम नमो भगवते हरे कृष्णा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So you continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 9, answers by citing the Lord's version. And today you are reading from text 23.
那我们今天继续阅读圣典波扎瓦坛第二篇第九章，引用至尊主的说法作答。我们今天开始阅读的诗节呢是第23世节。
Pratyadishtam
Pratyadishtam
Maya
Maya
Tatra
Tatra
Pratyadishtam Maya Tatra
Pratyadishtam Maya Tatra
Vai
Vai
Karma
Karma
Vimohite
Vimohite
Vai karma vimohite.
Vai karma vimohite.
Tapa.
Tapa.
Ne.
Ne.
Ridayam.
Ridayam.
Kakshat.
Kakshat.
Tapo me ridayam shakshat.
Tapo me ridayam shakshat.
Atma.
Atma
Aham
Aham
Tapasa
Tapasa
Anagha
Anagha
Atmaham Tapaso Nagaha
Atmaham Tapaso Naga
Pratyadishtam Maya Tatra
Pratyadishtam Maya Tatra
Vai karma vimohite.
Vai karma vimohite.
Tapo me ridayam shakshat.
Tapo me ridayam shakshat.
Atmaham tapaso nagha.
Atmaham tapaso nagha.
A word for word.
Pratyadishtam. Pratyadishtam, 命令。
Maya,
Maya, 有我。
Tatra,
Tatra, 因为。
Vai,
Vai, 像你。
Karma,
Karma, 职责。
Vimohite,
Vimohite, 因为不知所措。
Tapaha,
Tapaha, 苦修。
Me,
Me, 我。
Ridayam,
Ridayam, 心
Shakshat,
Shakshat, 直接的
Atma,
Atma, 至关重要
Aham,
Aham, 我自己
Tapasa,
Tapasa, 进行苦修之人的
Anaga,
Anaga, 无罪的人啊。
A translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文：心怀无罪的 Brahmana， 我告诉你，当你对你的职责感到困惑时，是我命令你苦修的。这样的苦修，我把它视为自己的生命，因为与我没有区别。要旨：能使人面见人格守神的苦修。 应该被视为是为至尊主做的奉爱服务，而不是别的。因为只有怀着超然的爱为至尊主做奉爱服务，才能够使人接近至尊主。这样的苦行是至尊主的内在能量，与他本人没有区别。内在能量的这样的活动是通过不依恋物质享乐表现出来的。生物的主宰倾向使他们被囚禁在物质束缚的牢笼中，但是人通过至尊主做奉爱服务，变得不再有这种享乐精神。奉献者会自然而然地变得不再喜欢世俗的享乐，这种不依恋是有了完美的知识的表现。因此奉爱服务包括知识和不依恋，而这就是超然力量的展示。想重返家园回归守神的人，不应该享受不实际的物质成功。只有对与至尊主交往的超然快乐一无所知的人，才会愚蠢地想要享受短暂的物质快乐。永恒的柴坦尼亚经 Chaitanya Charitamrita 中说，如果有人一方面很真诚地想看到至尊主，一方面又想享受这个物质世界，那他会被认为只不过是个傻瓜而已。想继续留在物质世界里进行物质享乐的人，根本进不了神的王国。至尊主给予这种愚蠢奉献者的恩惠是夺走他在物质世界里可能拥有的一切。如果这种愚蠢的奉献者试图恢复自己的地位，那么仁慈的至尊主就会再次夺走他可能拥有的一切。这种愚蠢的奉献者因为在争取物质的成功方面一再失败，于是在朋友和家人当中变得十分的不受欢迎。在物质世界中，朋友和家人都尊重那些不择手段赚取金钱并十分成功的人。至尊者用这种方法仁慈地把他愚蠢的奉献者置于不受欢迎的境地，强迫他苦修。最后这样的奉献者会因为至尊主做服务而变得快乐无比。所以无论是自愿服从的从事为至尊主做奉爱服务这种苦修，还是被至尊主强迫从事做奉爱服务这种苦修，对要达到完美境界的人来说都是需要的。这种苦修是至尊主的内在力量，但是人在没有完全清除他的一切罪恶之前，不能够从事做奉爱服务这样的苦修。正如《薄伽梵歌》中所说的，只有完全摆脱了所有恶报的人才能崇拜至尊主。 Brahma 没有罪，因此可以充满信心地执行至尊主的命令。 Tapa 苦修使至尊主对他很满意，把他想要的结果都奖赏给了他。因此只有把爱和苦修结合起来，才能够取悦至尊主，得到他完全的仁慈。至尊主指导无罪的人，使无罪的奉献者达到生命的最高完美境界。译文：清白无罪的 Brahmana， 我告诉你，当你对你的职责感到困惑时，是我命令你苦修的。这样的苦修，我把它视为自己的生命，因为与我没有区别。
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatade Shatarine Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Taruvyasha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here we continue hearing Lord Brahma.
我们在这里呢, 继续所听到的是, 主 Krishna 在对主 Brahma 讲话。
We already saw before how Krishna was so happy with austerities of Lord Brahma, and came and visibly showed that he was happy by showing a smile and shook his hands.
我们在之前呢已经听到了，主 Krishna 非常被主 Brahma 所取悦，以至于呢他显现在了主 Brahma 的主 Brahma 的面前，而且呢他是笑容可掬，还握起了主 Brahma 的手。
So here he's telling him how it came about that he could have his darshan, he could see him personally and see the spiritual world. How come this happened?
所以在这里呢,他就在向主巴玛解释,那他怎么能够得到他本人的darshan,他如何能够看到他本人面对面的见到他本人,而且还能见到离性世界。
So the first thing he mentions said, oh sinless Brahma.
所以他首先提到的就是, oh, 无罪的 Brahma.
So Lord Brahma was sinless. He had not done any material activity actually.
所以呢, 主 Brahma 他是无罪的, 他实际上是没有从事过任何的物质活动。
He had just appeared there and did not know what was going on.
他只是显现在了那儿, 而且呢, 对于一切都处于这个懵懵懂懂的状态。
So he was free from sinful reactions.
所以呢, 他是摆脱了, 罪恶反应的。
Reason why he took birth as Brahma.
这也就是为什么他会投生为 Brahma。
A person, an individual soul, in order to take a birth as Brahma, has to be free from sins.
一个生物体，它如果要是以主 Brahma 的这个身份降临的话呢，它首先是要摆脱罪业的。
Anyone who is in an entourage or part of the Lord's management in this material world, they have to be sinless.
如果要是一个人他想作为主的随从降临于世的话呢，他必须是无罪的。
Not only was sinless, but he also very faithfully, he did what the Lord had advised him.
他不仅是无罪的，而且呢，他是要充满了信心的，他要做主让他做的事情。
So he submit himself to the instruction of the Lord.
所以说呢，他是把他自己臣服在主的训示之下的。
As Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, we cannot achieve perfection without following the guidance of Krishna through the spiritual master.
所以说，Prabhupada要旨里面就讲到了。 如果我们要是不通过追随灵性导师的训谕而追随Sri Krishna的训谕的话, 我们是不可能获得成功的。So
this sound, tapa, it was actually, as Krishna is revealing now to Lord Brahma, it was I order you to do penances.
所以现在呢, Krishna就在向主 Brahma来揭示 tapa的这个声音所在。 他说呢，其实是我对你发出的一个让你进行苦修的训练。So
it was Krishna who induced him to engage in that particular practice of devotion.
对呢，这实际上是 Krishna 为他所发出的一个特别的一个训练，是要促使他去进行这样的一个奉爱服务。
Because Lord Brahma was perplexed, he did not know what to do.
因为当时主 Brahma 他是很困惑，他不知道该做什么。
But he was sincere and he was sinless.
但是呢，他非常的真诚，而且呢，他是无罪的。
And he just very faithfully he took that as a very important instruction and immediately started perform austerities, penance.
他呢非常的有信心，而且呢他也非常的坚定的立刻的就接受了主给他的这个训示，就开始进行了他的苦行的修行，忏悔的修行。
Before he had tried by his own with the exercise of his own mind and by research, he had tried to find out the reason why he appeared there and why he had appeared there and what was the purpose of being there. He had made some research. He went down the lotus stem and it was inside the waters and he could not find the reason and the purpose of his being there, of his existence. Now, because he had the right qualities, he was sincere and he was sinless. Krishna appeared to him first in the form of that sound, tapa, tapa.
那他之前呢，其实也依靠自己的这个头脑在冥思苦想，然后呢，他也进行了一番搜寻，他让自己潜入水中，潜入到这个莲花的镜之中去寻找原因，寻找他为什么会让自己处在现在这个境地呢？但是呢，他寻找了半天，他是没有办法找到答案的。但是呢，在经过他自己的这个非常真诚的这个探寻的这个过程中呢，使得主就出现在他面前，向他揭示了，就是给他出现了这个 tapa tapa 的这个声音。
嗯 ，It's like the devotees. Where the devotees were, when we preach to new people and a little bit of philosophy, they may understand a little bit, and then we try to convince them to chant the holy names.
那就好像是当奉献者在向新人在进行传教的时候呢，会给他讲一些关于我们的哲学的一点的这个信息，然后让他稍微有点懂，然后呢就试着要说服他要念诵圣名。
So they may not be sinless, but certainly if they start chanting the holy name, is because they have a little faith.
那么这个新人他也许可能并不是处于无罪的状态，但就是由于呢他有一点信心，所以说呢他就开始念诵圣名了。
And because they are sincere trying, Krishna in their hearts help them to eventually overcome their sinful tendencies.
而且就是由于他非常真诚的这种努力和尝试呢，使得在他内心中的 Krishna就会帮他最终征服在内心的这种罪恶的倾向。
So Krishna is going to inspire them in their hearts, but they have to do their part.
所以说呢 ，Krishna 会在内心中去激励他们，但是呢，首先我们需要做我们的，就是他们，就是这个人，他必须先要做自己的这个工作。
So and Krishna is going to help the devotee to gradually give up his material attachments or all his material sinful, like this is sinful propensities.
所以 Krishna 呢，他会在内心中激励这个生物体，放弃掉他的对物质的依附，或者说是想要去进行罪恶活动的倾向。
So if he sees that his prospective devotee is still very much attached to material possession, to material things, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned, Krishna may snatch away the material possessions that person has.
如果我们要看到一位准奉献者，他内心中呢依然还是有一些物质愿望、物质欲望的话呢，那我们在今天的要旨里面就看到了 ，Krishna 他可能会拿走这样的一位奉献者他所拥有的物质财富。
Because if material opulence, immaterial possessions make the devotee attached to material enjoyment, and Krishna sees that there is some sincerity in their hearts, then Krishna takes away their material possessions so they can surrender.
就是因为他所拥有的物质的财富或物质的富裕呢，使他依然还会依附享受着物质的快乐。那么但是 Krishna 又在他内心中看到了他的这种真诚，所以说 Krishna 就要帮他一把， 要拿走他的这些物质的财富，从而让他能够完全的皈依。
And you see how it Krishna goes. Even if the devotee, the aspiring devotee, still try to work very hard to accumulate material opulence to enjoy, Krishna again snatches away whatever he possesses.
我们在这里面可以看到 Krishna 他是怎么做的，就是当他看到一位这个准奉献者依然还在忙着去积累这个物质财富，而要进行物质的感官享乐的时候呢， Krishna 就会把他的这些物质财富给拿走。
So after so many times trying for material prosperity and fail again and again, then it becomes very unpopular. Srila Prabhupada said it becomes very unpopular with his family members and friends. Means they don't give much attention to him because he's poor now. He has no material opulence, so they don't care for him anymore.
但是所以当这个人他一次又一次的在物质的生活中挣扎努力，但是又一次又一次的失败的时候呢，释迦牟尼佛在这里面就讲到了，那这个人呢，他就会非常的不再受他的家人欢迎了，因为他现在变得非常的穷困，所以呢，大家就不喜欢他了。
Yeah, family members and friends, they stick around as long as you have material opulence to help them in their sense enjoyment. If you don't have any, if you cannot contribute to their sense enjoyment, you become meaningless.
家人和朋友之所以总是会在一起的原因呢，是由于他觉得你能够为他们提供这个物质的富裕，然后呢使他们更好的去进行物质感官的享乐。可是当你这个身无分文的时候呢，那他们就觉得你没用了，因为没有办法再为他们提供更好的物质上的生活了。
So when the aspiring devotee sees all his material opulences going away, not being successful in his business, in his ways of accumulating material wealth and family and friends turn away, then he feels forced to undergo the accept the austerities to please the Supreme Lord and do what is necessary to please the Supreme Lord.
所以说呢，当这位准奉献者在他的生意上四处碰壁，而且呢也变得这个穷困的时候，然后他的这些家人和朋友也都不再喜欢他的时候，他就变得被强迫的要从事他的苦行，然后呢对主皈依了，所以他就没有别的办法了。
So Srila Prabhupada said, you can read from the purport. Therefore, penance in devotional service of the Lord, either by voluntary submission or by being forced by the Lord, is necessary for attaining perfection, and thus such penance is the internal potency of the Lord.
所以呢，无论是自愿服从的从事为主做奉爱服务这种苦修，还是被至尊主强迫从事做奉爱服务的这种苦修，对要达到完美境界的人来说都是需要的。这种苦修是至尊主的内在力量。
Because this is what's going to give happiness. This is what is going to give happiness to the devotee.
因为这个呢，将是会把快乐和幸福感给予这位奉献者的。
So you can see here how much Krishna endeavors to help an aspiring devotee to become fixed up in his practice of devotional life.
So 在这里面我们就可以看到 Krishna 他是多么的努力着要帮助一位准奉献者能够非常稳定的进行 Krishna 知觉的修习。
So it goes to the point of taking away the material opulences of that aspiring devotee, taking away his material connection, his material relationships, so forcing the devotee to not have any other hope than just to do what he already knows he has to do, to submit to the order of the Lord and do what is necessary to please the Lord.
那主呢会拿走他所拥有的这些财富，也会拿走他所拥有的物质的关系以及家人的这种关系，从而使得他在走投无路的情况下呢，只能去进行苦修，只能去进行主给他的这个训令，让他应该去做的这个事情。
So to perform penances, to perform austerities for the pleasure of the Lord, we have to be completely free from all sinful activities.
对，为主的快乐而进行苦修，必须是在我们要摆脱了所有的罪恶活动的前提下才能进行的。
That's why, yes, we teach, in the beginning, we teach people just to begin chanting so they can get an attraction. But eventually, we're going to have to mention them that they have to follow the four regulative principles. It's extremely important.
那所以说呢，为了要吸引这奉献者呢，在最开始我们可能先会告诉他要念诵圣名，让他开始念诵。但是最终呢，我们是需要让他知道是需要遵守这四项规范原则的，因为这是非常非常重要的。
Because unless they give up these major sinful activities, then there is no hope for them to really come to the point of being very determined and very steady in his chanting of the holy names. It will not happen.
因为如果他要是不进行这些规范原则的守规的话，那他是不可能达到那个很认真的、很真诚的念诵圣名的那个状态的，因为那是根本就不可能发生的。
We cannot keep doing sinful activities at the same time try to do devotional service.
因为我们不可能一方面从事着罪恶活动，一方面呢又从事着奉爱服务的活动。
Because these two things are diametrically opposed.
因为这两件事情它本来就是相斥的。
Sinful activities means engagement in selfish sense enjoyment, and devotional life means to engage the senses for the enjoyment of Krishna.
因为罪恶活动呢它就意味着是让自己的感官去从事自我享乐的这些活动，而奉爱服务呢，它就意味着让自己的感官去从事让主快乐的活动。
So one is totally selfish and the other is totally selfless.
所以呢，其中的一个它是完全的自私的，而另外一个呢是完全的无我的。
So the problem with sinful activities.Probably sinful activities by engaging in sense enjoyment with our senses, with our bodies and minds, is that we become more and more identified with our bodies. Means our false ego becomes stronger and stronger.
所以呢，如果我们要是用我们的感官，用我们的想法，用我们的这个躯体去感觉，去不断的去。从事感官享乐的活动的话，那也就意味着会让我们越来越认同于我们自己的这个躯体化的概念，然后呢让我们越来越深的陷到要进行罪恶活动的这种状态之中。
So our false ego becomes stronger and stronger.
而且我们的假我呢就会变得越来越强大。
So as our false ego becomes stronger and stronger,The more we desire to derive satisfaction from the body and mind.
所以当我们的假我越来越强大的时候呢，我们就越来越想要从我们的身体和心意中去获得快感。
So sinful activities means any activity that is not done for the pleasure of the Lord. It's sinful.
罪恶活动的意思也就是说，任何一件不是为了主的快乐而从事的活动，它都是罪恶的活动，都是有罪的。
Can be more serious or less serious, but any activity that is not done for the pleasure of the Lord is considered sinful.
可能有的严重一些，有的没那么严重，但是呢，任何一件不是为了让主快乐而从事的活动，都是有罪的活动。
So, sense enjoyment, and devotional service, they cannot mix.
所以说呢，感官享乐和奉爱服务，他们俩人是不能混合在一起的。
We cannot engage in devotional service and do sinful activities at the same time.
所以我们不可能一边从事着感官享乐的活动，一边从事奉爱服务的活动。
It's like trying to light a fire and at the same time keep pouring water on it.
那么就好像是一边要点火，一边又往上浇水。
So we are practicing, we are chanting, we are trying to do a devotional practice, and we are lighting a fire, the fire of devotion. At the same time, we are pouring in water with our selfish interests, with our sinful tendencies.
所以呢，我们一边在从事奉爱服务，一边在念诵，然后这也就意味着是我们在点起我们的奉爱之火。但与此同时呢，我们又为了我们自己的感官上的快乐，去从事着罪恶的活动，以这样的方式又在这火上浇水。
So that Lord Brahma, he was sinless.
主 Brahma 他是无罪的。
And because he was sinless, he could follow the advice of the Lord to do tapa, penance, meditation, austerities.
但是就是由于他是无罪的，所以他才可以去追随主所给予他的 tapa 去进行苦修的训示。
And the Lord being satisfied with his sincerity and with his sincere practice, the Lord awarded him the desired result.
所以说呢，主他就因为非常的满意于他所从事他的这种很真诚的这种态度。所以说呢，才会把一个结果奖赏给他。
There is one sentence by the end. Srila Prabhupada always gives a very nice conclusion. The conclusion of all his purpose and the verse is always in the last sentence. So just before the last sentence, Prabhupada said, "Therefore, only love and penance combined can please the Lord, and thus one is able to attain His complete mercy."
说到方法呢，他总是会在他的每节诗的要旨的最后的这个地方，为他所要讲的这个要旨里面的这个意思做一个很好的总结，而这个总结呢总是在这个要旨的最后一句。那么在这今天的这个要旨的最后一句之前呢，有这么一句话，就是释迦牟尼佛说，因此只有把爱和苦修结合起来，才能取悦至尊主，得到他完全的意思。
So this is exactly the combined effort of Lord Brahma. He had love, he had faith in the Lord, and he wants to please the Lord even without knowing him. He had faith, and this was already a symptom of love. So he performed whatever the advice of the Lord was without even knowing where the sound was from, but he accepted this.
所以这就是主 Brahma 他所做出的努力。那么他呢，因为是有爱的，他是希望能够为主，就是怀着这份爱去为主做事情的。虽然他并不知道这个声音是从哪儿来的，但是呢，他也愿意竭尽全力的去追随这个声音，去按这个声音的训示去做。
So it was because he was sinless that he could understand that this advice was certainly for his benefit.
因为他是无罪的，所以说呢，他就能够足够理解到，这个声音是为他的益处而发出来的。
And he was perplexed and had been tried to understand, but he could not figure out the reason why he was there or the purpose of being there. He could not.
他当时他确实很困惑，而且呢，他也努力的想要去寻找答案。但是他无论怎么找了半天呢，他依然没有办法找到一个他为什么会在这个地方的答案。
But he just followed the advice with faith, followed the advice and performed the austerities required, and the Lord appeared to him as a result of his austerities.
但是呢，他只是满怀着信心的去追随这个建议，然后呢，去从事苦修。然后最终呢，他的这个苦修就取悦了主，从而使主赐给了他想要的结果。
So this penance, this austerity, is part of the internal potency of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada, Krishna says himself, this penance and I are non-different.
其实这种苦修呢是 Krishna 本人。 那 Krishna 本人也说过， 就是苦修和我之间没有任何区别。
Certainly we don't need to perform as severe austerities as Lord Brahma practice, because we don't are in the same type of situation.
当然了，我们是不需要 从事像主 Brahma 所从事的这样的严厉的苦行的， 因为我们并不是处在同样的状态之下。
But we have our austerities to perform.
但是我们的确也有我们自己需要去从事的苦行。
Like we have to take some time aside, and not just the time, and give it the utmost attention to chant the holy names, to chant our japa.
因为我们必须要辟出一些时间，而且不仅仅是花这个时间，而且需要把我们完全的注意力放在这件事情上。这件事要做的事情就是去念诵我们的japa。
And here we have to also apply the same thing. This japa is the internal potency of the Lord. It's no different from the Lord.
而且这个 japa 呢，它其实也是主的内在能量，它和主之间是没有任何区别的。
Means the Lord is there in the holy name.
也就意味着主是在那儿的，它是在圣名之中的。
If we are not perceiving the presence of the Lord in the holy name, it's only because of our misfortune. We are trying to light the fire and putting water at the same time. So we are not taking sincerely the process of this particular austerity as Lord Brahma did for his particular austerity.
但是如果我们要是在Japa中没有见到主的话，这完全是出于我们自己的不幸，是因为当我们在念诵的时候呢，我们一边在做着这个奉爱服务，一边呢又在往我们的这个奉爱服务上在浇水，所以说就是在这个火上在浇水，所以当我们在进行我们这个苦行的时候，我们的所付出的这个真诚度，并不是像主 Brahma 在进行他的苦修时所付出的这个真诚度是一样的。So
you should not wonder why we are not perceiving the presence of Krishna in the holy name, because we are not discharging this devotional activity with proper sincerity.
所以说呢，我们在念诵圣名的时候没有见到主，我们也不要觉得奇怪，是由于当我们在进行这个活动的时候呢，我们并没有完全的付出我们的真诚。
So this is, if you want really to perceive the holy name as non-different from Krishna, we have to do it faithfully, sincerely, and be very focused, very attentive.
所以说呢，当我们就是我们如果是想要在这个圣名中见到 Krishna 的话，那我们就必须要非常真诚的、非常的专注的，以全人的注意力去做这件事情。
The same, when we associate with the devotees can help us to, and by sharing with the devotees, we can become more in tune to do devotional service.
那同样也是如此。那当我们在和奉献者在联谊的时候呢，我们要全然的专注，因为当我们在和奉献者在。 When we are sharing with devotees, we can...
Sharing with the devotees, discussing with the devotees, devotional service, we are becoming enthused in our own practice of devotional service. So we realize that being with the devotees increases our attachment to Krishna.
那这其实就是当我们在和奉献者在进行分享，在讲述关于这个Krishna的这个话题，在进行这方面的这个探讨的时候呢， 那我们就能够发现，其实我们就能够更加深的，让自己处在奉爱服务之中。那么，这个和奉献者的联谊是可以让我们更好的和 Krishna 之间的联谊的。嗯，so but
this is if you really take advantage of associating with the devotees.
那所以呢，这个才是 真正的在利用和奉献者联谊的机会。
Means if you spend that time to hear about Krishna, talk about Krishna, chant these holy names, having bhajans together, if you do these things, yes, then it's a great advantage. We may see Krishna in that association. We feel more close to Krishna through that association.
因为当我们在和奉献者在进行聆听唱诵关于 Krishna 的话题的时候，我们在一起唱，我们在一起进行 bhajan 的时候，那我们就在很好的利用和奉献者联谊的这种机会，而且呢，通过这样的联谊，我们就能够在这个联谊中见到 Krishna 的临在。
But if you are with devotees to talk about good weather and how to make money and things like that, certainly you are not going to get any devotional benefit.
但是如果我们要是在和奉献者联谊的时候，我们来谈谈今天的天气有多好，或者说是我们怎么赚钱的话，那我们其实是不能够在这样的联谊中得到奉爱的情怀的。
There are two types of katha discussion. One is called Krishna katha, discussing topics about Krishna.
那有两种 katha, 就有两种讨论的话题，其中一种呢就是讨论跟 Krishna 相关的话题，这个称为叫 Krishna katha。
That's what we should indulge in, Krishna katha, when we are with the devotees.
这个是我们应该做的，当我们和奉献者在一起的时候呢，我们要进行 Krishna katha。
And the other katha is called Gramya katha.
另外一种 katha 呢被称为叫 Gramya katha。
Gramya means village talk.
这个 Gramya 的意思呢被称为叫村里的闲谈。
Oh, it's a good day this morning.
Yeah, 今早上这天真不错。
Oh, my uncle has a serious disease, has gone to the hospital yesterday.
哎，我的叔叔生病了，他昨天被送到医院里去了。
Oh, my husband spends so much money on a lottery, but he's not winning any money.
我的丈夫花了那么多钱买彩票，可是什么也没挣来。
Oh, recently we have lost so much money in the stock market.
哎呀，最近我们在股票上，折了好多钱。
Oh, this year the crops were not so good.
哎呀，今年的庄稼的收成不太好啊。
This is Gramya katha talk, village talk.
这些都被称为叫 Gramya katha, 就是村里的闲谈。
This is useless talks.
这些都是无用的闲谈。
Very dangerous talks.
这些都是很危险的闲谈。
Even though you may think, oh, but they are natural because we are living in this material world. These are part of necessities of this material world. So it's nice that we talk about these things.
但是我们就在想，但其实这些都是挺有用的聊天啊，因为我们就生活在这个物质世界，这些都是在这物质世界里面发生的事情，所以很自然而且很重要的，我们需要聊聊这些事情。
It may have a little benefit. We may derive a little material benefit from that.
那也许从这样的聊天中呢，我们能够得到一点点的物质上的益处。
But no spiritual benefit.
但是没有任何的灵性上的益处。
So this type of katha is the same as the sound that the frogs do. Quack, quack, quack. I don't know if it's exactly like that, the Chinese frogs. Quack, quack, quack.
It's frog, right?
Yeah, frog.
那就这样的这种卡帕呢，其实就和蛤蟆它所发出来的这个声音没有任何的区别，更加说不知道咱们中国的蛤蟆是不是这样的发出来的声音。
You make the sound.
Bra,
bra, bra, bra.
Bra.
So what happened when the frogs they do? Okay, they are talking. Huh? They are talking. They are communicating amongst each other. They are discussing their lives together. That's the way they communicate.
那么就是当这个蛤蟆或者青蛙他们在一起的时候呢，他们会做什么呢？他们其实是会聊天的，他们会聊聊他们的生活状况，他们的生活近况。
And we may say, well, they need to communicate. They need to communicate things of their lives. They are frogs, so this their way of communicating.
然后我们就在说，那他们的确是需要聊天的呀，因为他们是处在这个青蛙的生活之中，他们得聊聊他们生活到底都发生了些什么。他们有他们这样的聊天的方式，的确是这样的。
That's true. But the thing is that by making that sound, they are also attracting the snake.
的确是这样的，他们需要这样聊天，但是当他们在发出这样的声音的时候呢，他们招来了蛇。
And the snake is coming near.
那这个蛇呢，越来越近了。
And the croc is, wah, quack, and suddenly becomes silent.
然后呢，这个青蛙在叫的时候，呱呱，然后突然之间就没声了。
We only hear group.
我们就光听见一个 group 这个声音。
Is the frog entering the mouth of the snake?
那就意味着这个蛤蟆被蛇给吞进了他的嘴巴里面。
So we have to be very careful because, yeah, kata kata talking, and we have the tendency to talk. That's why the tongue is there. Is a lot of tendency to talk, but we have to make sure that we are talking useful talks.
所以说呢，当我们在讲话的时候呢，我们一定要非常的小心。因为我们在讲话的时候呢，是用舌头来说话，那舌头呢，它本来就有这种要讲话的倾向，但是我们在说话的时候一定要讲那些有用的话。
Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, this is also an austerity because hearing Srimad Bhagavatam means we are supposed to be there in one place and just hear the message of the Bhagavatam.
那聆听圣典不叫瓦坛呢，它也是一种苦行，因为当我们在聆听圣典不叫瓦坛的时候，就意味着我们必须要坐在一个地方，然后呢在坐在这个地方来聆听圣典不叫瓦坛里面所传递的信息。
You see, most of you have gone to temples and or have attended lectures, you know, in the groups, you know, attending lectures, and you know how it isThere is one speaker and he reads from the scriptures and the verse and purport and then delivers his lectures according to what he reads from the scriptures from the scriptures and the purports.
我们大家都去过庙里面，都知道在庙里面的这个讲课的状态是什么样的。那就会有一位讲述者，那他呢会阅读经典。然后会读这个诗节，然后再读诗节里面的这个要旨，然后呢再根据他所读到的这个要旨呢给予一番讲述。
So our part is to be seated there and just hear.
那我们要做的事情呢是
attentively hear.
那我们要做的事情呢是我们需要坐在那儿，然后聆听，要非常专注的聆听。
Actually, it is said in the scriptures, we have to hear with rapt attention means really a fixed attention.
那在这个经典里面呢，就讲到了，其实我们是要非常的一心一意的，要专注的聆听才行。
If we have only one interest in mind, which is to know Krishna and please him, to serve him,And we know that by sitting in a lecture of Bhagavatam, we can hear more things to inspire us in our attempt to please Krishna, then we will be totally there just hearing with rapt attention.
如果我们只有一个兴趣，这兴趣呢，就是希望能够了解 Krishna， 并且为他做奉爱服务的话。而且我们知道在这个经典里面会给我们这样的信息，让我们如何了解 Krishna， 如何为他从事奉爱服务，那我们其实也就会非常的专注的认真的坐在那儿去聆听这些信息了。
So, but we know even when we are attending lectures physically, we may be there, our bodies may be seated there.But our attention is going all over the universe.
但是我们知道，也许我们可能，身体的确是坐在这个课堂上的，但是我们虽然人坐在那儿，但是我们的这个脑子里面可能已经飞到了宇宙的所有的地方去了。
Or some of us, we take shelter of the goddess Yoga Nidra.
或者我们有的人呢，可能会让自己托庇在Yoga Nidra 的女神的庇护之下。
And our head starts falling down.
然后我们的这个脑袋呢，也开始垂下去了。
But then we feel embarrassed and we move the head and we open the eyes and we try to hear a little more.
但是我们突然之间觉得自个儿很尴尬，然后赶紧醒过来，然后呢把脑袋又抬起来，然后睁开眼睛，然后使劲的努力的在想再多听两句。
And if we are next to a very merciful devotee, that devotee may touch us with his or elbow.
那如果我们要是坐在一位非常仁慈的奉献者的身边的话呢，这位奉献者他也许可能会用他的胳膊肘碰碰我们。
Wake up.
醒醒。
So this is what when you are sitting in lectures, there are good chances that we are going to hear quite a good deal of information that helps us to improve our devotional service.
所以呢，就以这样的方式，如果我们要是以这样的态度坐在一个讲堂里面去聆听的话呢，我们的确还是挺有机会能够听到挺多的信息，这些信息能够帮到我们来提升我们的奉爱服务的质量的。
It's an austerity. You have to sit down there for 1 hour or more.
但是这是一个苦行，因为他就得让我们坐在那儿，然后这得坐上一个小时或者比一个小时更多的时间。
So along with japa, this is also one very important item of our austerities in devotional life.
所以说呢，听课还有japa，都是我们在奉爱服务，在我们的奉爱生活中需要履行的苦行。
But now most of us we hear lectures online.
但是现在呢，我们大部分人听课呢是在线上聆听的。
Oh, great! There's somebody giving a lecture this morning.
Oh, 太棒了！今天早上有人要讲课。
We look for the page and we click, tap on, it's going.
然后呢，我们就找到了今天早上网上讲课的这个链接，然后呢，点进这个链接 ，OK， 现在开始听课了。
And then we can do whatever we want to do.
然后呢，我们就开始去做其他的我们要做的事情。
Because the speaker is not seeing us.
因为讲述者他看不见我。
Other devotees are not with us.
其他的奉献者也都没和我在一起。
We are on our own.
我们现在是自己独处的。
And we have so many other things to do.
而且我们的确有其他的太多的事情需要去处理了。
So we may be browsing the net to see for different things with our cell phone, and at the same time we are hearing the lecture.
那所以说呢，我得这个在网上去处理一些其他的一些事情，然后看着我的手机去干一些其他的事儿。但与此同时呢，我还在听这节讲课。
We can make one day, one of these days, maybe Sati can make a poll.To find out how many devotees really sit down with their Srimad Bhagavatam or whatever gadget they have the book in, and then just sitting there hearing, reading along with the speaker and hearing the lecture for all the time and really absorb what they are hearing and then in the endasking questions that are really, really, really related to the topic discussed during the lecture.
也许可能萨提玛吉哪天呢可以进行这么一个
make a survey.
Yeah, 可以进行这么一个调研，就是在奉献者中呢来看一看到底有多少位奉献者在清晨聆听圣典博迦瓦坛的早课的时候是端端的坐在这里。拿着圣典博迦瓦坛的书籍，然后随着这位讲述者一起来查阅今天讲述的这个诗节，然后呢一起在随着讲述者的思路在聆听这节讲课，然后最后在这节讲课结束之后呢，还会问出和这节讲课的内容非常相关的问题，就有多少奉献者是这样来听这节课的。
Because if you are in the position of listening, your position is very important. It's more important than the position of the speaker.
因为处于聆听者位置的奉献者，他所处在的这种状态，他所处在的这个位置，其实要比讲述者所处在的这个位置要更加的重要。
To be hearing is more important.
那聆听是更加重要的。
Because by hearing you get benefited.
因为呢，通过聆听你是能够获益的。
So hearing is austerity.
所以说聆听是一个非常大的苦行。
And we can hear from anyone who speaks on Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, as long as they are just repeating what they heard from Srila Prabhupada's, in Srila Prabhupada's books. Yes, we can hear and you can be greatly inspired.
那我们其实可以从任何人那里去聆听圣殿布加瓦坦或者是布加梵歌的讲述。如果这个人他是在重复他所听到的舍拉帕帕的要旨里面的这个所讲述的信息的话，那么当我们听到这样的一位讲述者的讲述的时候，我们是能够从中获得极大的激励的。
Anyone, if anyone gives a lecture, even if Ashura gives a lecture, you can be benefited.
任何一个人可以给这个讲课，即便是阿叔讲课，你们也能够从中获益。
So what to speak about us? So there is so many wonderful speakers. But most important is that we hear with great attention.
那就更不用说从其他的那些讲述者那里去聆听了。但是最重要的是当我们在聆听的时候，我们是需要以极大的专注来聆听的。
So the hearer is more important than the speaker.
所以说呢，这个聆听者要比讲述者更加的重要。
Because you benefit from hearing.
因为从聆听中获益。
That's the example of, you know, what was that? Devananda Pandita. Devananda Pandita is the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Devananda Pandita was a great reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam.
在Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时光中呢，在他逍遥时光中呢，有这样一位圣人，他的名字是 Devananda Pandit。那么 Devananda Pandit 呢，他是圣典博加瓦坛的非常的卓越的讲述者。
He was a pious Brahmana.
他是一位很虔诚的婆罗门。
But not really a very serious devotee.
但是在当时呢，他并不是一位很严，就是很认真的奉献者。
But he liked very much to recite because he knew how to recite Bhagavatam very nicely, and he would attract a crowd of people.
但是呢，他很喜欢诵读圣典布加瓦坛，因为他知道怎么去诵读圣典布加瓦坛，而且当他在读圣典布加瓦坛的时候呢，就能够吸引很多聆听者。
Of course, because he was not reading really with a devotional intent, he was not getting much benefit.
但是呢，当他在诵读圣典博加瓦坛的时候呢，他内心并没有是怀着那么极大的奉爱之情来读的。但所以呢，他并没有从诵读这件事情上得到那么多的益处。
Because he was just good in pronouncing very well the Sanskrit, so He was attracting a crowd, but he was not interested so much in evoking their devotional sentiments, so his own devotional sentiments.
因为他很会读梵文，他也知道怎么去读，所以说呢，他的这种优美的诵读呢，就会吸引很多的人来聆听。然后他的这种诵读呢，还能够激发其他人那种奉爱之情，但是呢，他的这种诵读却不能够激发自己的那种奉爱。
And the crowd, because they were also not very much interested in devotional service, they just wanted to be entertained. Because in those days, they didn't have television and they didn't have cell phones. So it was one way of feeling entertained is just sitting down and hearing narrations from the scriptures, particularly when there are stories.
但是呢，就是这些聆听者呢， 他们其实也没有那么大的兴趣要让自己有这种奉爱之情，那他们只不过呢就是通过这样的方式来娱乐自己，因为在当时也没有电视或者其他的娱乐活动，所以呢他们就喜欢坐在这儿听国家梵歌的诵念。
So certainly even hearing in that mood you get some benefit.
但是呢即便是在这样的心绪中去聆听，他也能够得到一些益处。
But one time, Shivas Pandita went to one of their gatherings.
但是有一次呢 ，Shivas Pandit 就来到了他们的这个诵读的现场。
And after being there for a short time, hearing about the pastime of Krishna, he starts feeling great ecstasy.
对呢，当他听到了一段关于 Krishna 的逍遥时光的描述之后呢，他就开始感受到了这种极乐的感觉。
And start trembling and crying, you know, and fall on the ground.
那所以他就开始这个颤抖起来，然后也开始哭泣起来，然后他就倒在了地上。
Start experience ecstatic symptoms.
所以他就开始去体验着所有这些极乐的真相。
These people around him, they could not understand.
但是这些在他旁边这些人呢，就明白不了这到底是怎么了。
So they thought that this man was just disturbing or hearing the stories.
所以呢，这些人就觉得这人在给他们捣乱，就觉得有他在就影响了他们聆听这个故事。
So they took him and they brought him outside.
对呢，他们就把他给抬出去了。
And what is the name? Devananda Pandita didn't do anything.
而且呢 ，Devananda Pandit 也没有制止。
You see, so Shivas Pandit, he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from a very unqualified person.In the gathering, a very unqualified people with all materialistic purposes, but still for him was Bhagavatam, and he was feeling ecstasy by hearing the narration, even though the speaker was very unqualified.
那我们在这里可以看到 Shrivas Pandit, 他是从一个非常的没有资格的诵读圣典布加瓦坛的人那里去聆听，而且在和他一起聆听的这些人里面呢，也都是以物质的想法坐在那儿去聆听的，所以说这个场也不是那么的好，但是呢，他却从中获益了。
So the qualification of the hearer is the most important.
所以说呢，聆听者的品质或者聆听者他所处在的这种资质是非常的重要的。
So yes, we have to perform our.Little austerities in order in devotional service in order to attract the Supreme Lord. We have to practice them with great care, with great attention, with great, as Lord Brahma, with great sincerity, with great, with great sincerity.
With great sincerity or a little, OK， 那就是我们呢，就是要像主 Brahma 那样，要怀着非常大的这种就是这种真诚之心，去从事我们的这个奉爱服务，去聆听，然后这样我们才能够被其所吸引。
No, I'm saying about any austerity we perform in devotional life, we have to perform with sincerity, faithfully, like Lord Brahma did.And in this way, we get the most benefit of any practice.
OK, 就是当我们在从事任何的奉爱服务的时候，当我们在从事任何苦行的时候呢，我们都是要怀着极大的真诚和信心来做的，就像主 Brahma 所做这些事情的这个态度一样。然后这样呢，我们才能够从中获益。
Because it's only by devotional service.That we can understand Krishna. It's only by devotional service that Krishna will manifest to us.
因为只有通过奉爱服务，我们才能够了解 Krishna. 只有通过奉爱服务 ，Krishna 他才会在我们面前展现。
Otherwise, Krishna remains covered by his internal potency and never manifests himself. even after millions and millions of lifetimes of practicing devotional life without doing with a proper face, with a proper sincerity.
否则的话呢 ，Krishna 他就始终都会被外在的能量所覆盖，即便是我们修习了好几百万个生世，但是呢，如果我们要是在没有真诚以及没有这个sincerity and
faithfulness，
如果我们要是没有真诚、没有信心的这种状态下去修习的话，我们是没有办法真正的见到 Krishna 的。
So we have to make an effort.
所以呢，我们必须要努力，必须要付出。
Don't do things just in a routine way, in a mechanical way, because I have to do, okay, I do. No, we have to put our attention, we have to put our hearts in whatever we do. Remember the last sentence of Srila Prabhupada? Only with love and penance combined. Love is showed in how we do faithfully, sincerely, and penance is just doing what we have to do. So you take our time, it's a certain effort, we could be doing some other things, but we take our time to hear Bhagavatam, to chant the holy names, to build a devotee, but we do with love, means we are there, we have faith, we are sincere in our endeavor.
所以说呢，我们一定不要每天只是例行公事的机械性的去做这些事情。我们一定要记得，说要帕帕今天在药师中所讲的，只有爱和苦行结合起来，才能够取悦至尊主，得到他完全的仁慈。那么所以说呢，就是我们必须要去怀着爱去从事我们进行的奉爱服务，我们念诵的加哈，我们与奉献者的联谊，我们的聆听。那只有在爱的这种努力之下，我们才能够获得益处。
So this what happened to Lord Brahma, the mercy God, we all can get that mercy through our little austerities, practices, if we do it them with the proper or the proper devotional attitude.
所以呢，这就是主 Brahma 他所做的，他从主那里得到了仁慈。那我们呢，也是可以如此。那我们在进行我们的苦行的时候，如果要是怀着真诚、怀着信心去做，那我们也是能够像主 Brahma 那样得到主的恩赐的。
Because what we do, whatever we do, under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada's instruction in his books, in his lectures, what the spiritual master tells us, the devotee tells, it's all the manifestation of Krishna.
因为舒尔巴巴所指导我们所做的这些事情，他在他的书中的要旨对我们的指导，以及灵性导师所对我们的指导，奉献者对我们的指导，所有这一切其实都是 Krishna 的显现，都是 Krishna 的展示。
So we stop here.
我们的讲课先停在这里。
There
were some questions from previous week, actually good amount of questions.This week, you will answer them.
Yes, please.
To start. Okay, 因为上一周呢，我们还留下了一些问题，所以请阿叔先回答上一周的问题。那第一个问题呢，是来自于淡然一笑吗？他记得，不苦修能进步吗？最害怕苦行了，吃 prasadam 不苦修享乐，怎么平和面对苦修不排斥呢 ？Okay, well.And if we don't, perform any austerities, is that possible for us to make any improvement? Because I'm very afraid of take any austerity. And however, having prasadam is not austere. It's not austere. It's quite enjoying. But how to peacefully to face the austerity? How can I not resist it?
By knowing the austerities are very pleasing to Krishna.
要知道，就是这种苦行是非常取悦 Krishna 的。
If you want to love Krishna, you have to show him.
如果你要是想爱 Krishna 的话，你必须得要向他表达你是爱他的。
Otherwise, you will be like a mother who has a baby, say, I love so much my baby, oh, but it's too much. I have to change the diapers, and I have to feed the baby, and I have to put in bed. Now, this is too austere, but I love my baby. I love my baby, but it's too austere, this is. I cannot. I don't feel doing it.
那么就好像，如果否则的话，就好像是一个妈妈这样说：“那我特别的爱我的宝宝，特别爱他。但是呢，我得给他换尿布，我得给他吃饭，我得给他折腾，我得干这个干那个，这太麻烦了。我爱他，但是我不想干这些事儿。”
So if you want to love Krishna, to show that we love Krishna, we have to act for Krishna's pleasure because this is what means to love.
所以如果我们要是想要爱 Krishna 的话我们要想要向、Krishna 去、展现我们对他的爱的话那我们就必须要、以爱 Krishna 的这种形式去取悦他的这种形式去从事活动。
Certainly taking prasad is the easiest of our activity.
那当然在我们所有的这些活动之中呢吃 prasad 是最容易的一件事。
But if you really want to, if you want to cook your, prepare yourself the prasadam, then you have to, find the good ingredients, to wash them very nicely because they are meant to be offered to Krishna. Make sure you don't kill many bugs while you are cutting the vegetables and be chanting all the time in order to benefit all these living entities that we are killing while cleaning and washing and cooking those vegetables. And then you have to offer the food in the altar that should be very clean with all the photos necessary about divine parampara, panchatattva, etc., etc. And you have to fall on your knees and ring the bell and purify your hands and then ring the bell and chant all these prayers very attentively.Otherwise, in the end, there will be no prasada if you don't follow all these little austerities, little requirements on the process. In the end, we're going to have just vegetarian food. The best, maybe, free karma food, that's all. But not really devotion, loving prasadam.
但是呢，就是为了要能够荣耀到这 prasada, 我们其实是要非常仔细地做这一系列的事情的。首先呢，我们要很好的去选材，要选择这个好的这个为 Krishna 烹制的食物。然后，当我们在洗这些蔬菜的时候，以及当我们在切这些蔬菜的时候，我们要非常的小心，不要因为洗和切而杀死太多的生灵，比如说要杀死这些虫子之类的。而且呢，就是当我们在洗和切以及在煮的这个过程中呢，我们始终都要诵念都要在念诵着这个祷文。Ashwin, you said about while we're preparing the food, we need to chant to prepare those things. But chant for what? The Maha Mantra or what? Or just a kind of prayer? Okay. 那么就是当我们在这个准备这个食物的时候呢，我们要始终念诵着这个 Maha Mantra， 以这样的方式呢，来保护着那些我们在烹煮食物的时候所杀死的这些生物，然后就尽量要这个保护它们。然后等我们把这顿饭做好了之后呢，我们要把它这个供奉到神坛上。那这个神坛呢，也是至少要有这个。Sorry, I thought you can say something. I haven't finished yet. Yeah, I haven't. 那然后呢，就是把它这个供奉到神坛上。这个神坛上也必须要有Gaurani Thai的照片，有 Panchatattva 的照片。就是这个神坛上的这个摆设也是有讲究的。然后呢，等你把这个食物放好之后呢，你要跪下来，然后要摇铃，要很仔细的念诵祷文来进行供奉，这样才能够最终使这个食物成为 prasadam。否则的话，我们如果不是经过了这一系列的苦行而准备的这个食物。那么这个食物它出来的只不过呢就是一些素食的食物而已，那也不错，因为它就吃这种素食的食物也可以让我们摆脱这个业报罪业。
And you have to be offer those prayers very attentively, very very sincerely, and everything should be very, very clean.
而且呢，就是当我们在做这个事情的时候呢，我们要非常的专注，而且呢，要非常的认真，要非常的真诚，而且要很洁净。
Then you have to, before you honor that prasada, you have to recite the prayers of prasada, glorifying the prasada.
然后呢，就是当我们在供奉食物的时候，我们要。不对，就当我们在荣耀这个 prasadam 的时候呢，我们要念诵荣耀 prasadam 的祷文，要荣耀 prasadam。
So it takes a few things to do properly in order to do this activity of taking prasad nice。
所以呢，就是为了要很好的荣耀 prasadam， 我们就必须要。恰当的从事之前的这一系列的活动才行。
So even a simple activity like taking prasad can be turned into the great austerity.
所以说呢，就是即便是一件荣耀 prasad 的这么简单的事情，它也会变成一个挺大的苦行。
But it's done for the pleasure of Krishna, and it's very pleasurable to take prasadam. It's very pleasurable because it has pleased Krishna's senses.
但是呢，这个活动是为了取悦 Krishna 而做的，所以说呢，荣耀 prasadam 这件事情是非常的享受、非常的快乐的一件事情，因为它取悦了 Krishna 的感官。
So just keep in mind.The example of the mother. The mother as a child loves the child, so he has to perform so many austerities in order to please the child because the child is totally under her care. So we have to do this same type of attitude when we are serving the Lord. If you want to serve him with love, then we have to perform certain austerities in the service. It's necessary. The result is that we will be very pleased.
所以说呢，我们就要想着母亲的这个例子，因为妈妈她要是爱这个孩子的话呢，那这个孩子因为是完全是在她的这个照顾之下的，所以妈妈为了照顾这个孩子，她是要经过很多的这种苦行的。所以呢，我们也同样如此。如果我们要是爱 Krishna， 那我们就要为了要取悦 Krishna 而去从事一系列的苦行。
Okay, next question.
Yeah, 萨蒂玛姐，我就是刚才这些问题还是这周的问题是吧？就下面这个才是上周的问题啊。
对，是的，是的。
问题
现在我们你说的都是这周的问题。
There was, I'm sorry, I mistaken. I thought the other questions are the questions from previous week. However, I was wrong. But there was a question from previous week. The first one is from this devotee with clusters of numbers. She's asking.明白，亲爱的阿叔，怎样理解知识和奉爱的关系？两者哪个在前？谢谢。对不起啊，我现在这会儿才看到就是上周的这个问题，我们现在还是先请阿叔解答上一周的问题。这问题是这样的，阿叔 ，please accept my very humble obeisances. How to understand knowledge and devotion? How do they be related with each other? Which one is prior to the other? Thank you.
Well, without, they are connected, they are interconnected.
这个知识和奉爱，他们俩人是内部连接在一起的。
Certainly, it begins by hearing, reading this knowledge, by hearing from somebody. We will become interested, and then we begin our practice of devotional service.
那么通过聆听或者阅读这样的知识或者从某人那里得到的这个知识我们就开始感兴趣然后我们就开始去从事一些奉爱服务了
Actually simply by the activity of hearing we are already performing devotional service
事实上呢通过聆听这个活动我们已经开始在从事奉爱服务了
So the more we hear or we receive knowledge, this knowledge with a proper attitude, with a sincere and faithful attitude, the more we can improve our devotional attitude.
就我们就越多的在这种真诚的恰当的这种姿态下去收集去聆听去获得知识， 那就我们能够更好的去提升我们的奉爱奉爱服务。
And the more we improve our devotional attitude, the more we become open to this knowledge, and the more we start understanding, it becomes more and more clear, more revealing to us.
那我们越多的提升了我们的这个奉爱的态度的话，那我们就变得越来越敞开，那我们就越来越能够清晰的理解这个知识。
And the more we understand, the better our service practice, the hearing is already better, and then any practical service we do will become also very positively affected by our good hearing, by our better understanding of the philosophy.
那么当我们能够更好的理解知识的时候，也就意味着我们有更好的聆听。那么当我们有更好的聆听的时候呢，它也就能够触发其他的那些奉爱服务的提升。
So they go side by side.
所以呢，这俩是这个同这齐肩并进的，相互协助的。
From the very moment we hear from this knowledge, hearing is in itself, if you hear with faith, ear itself is already a devotional service.
而且呢，就是在整个这个过程中，我们这个怀着信心去聆听，本身就是一个奉爱服务。
But you have to hear from the script, from Srila Prabhupada's books, and you have to hear from devotees who talk related with Srila Prabhupada's books to make sure that you are receiving the proper knowledge in the disciplic succession.
但是呢，我们要从 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍那里去聆听，从那些阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍的奉献者那里去聆听，然后这样的话呢，我们才能够确保我们所听到的这个信息呢，是来自于使徒传记的这个正宗的知识。
We cannot imitate Sri Vastakur that could hear from non-devotees and feel inspired. We have to hear from devotees. Otherwise, if you don't hear from devotees, even if you are hearing from the scriptures, it don't have a positive effect in our consciousness.
我们不能够去效仿 Sri Vastakur 所做的这样的事情，从非奉献者那里聆听也能够激发他的奉爱情怀。但我们呢？必须要从这个使徒传习的奉献者那里去聆听，否则的话，从任何人那里去聆听，他是没有办法对我们产生任何的影响的。
The next question.
The next question from 丁一，金融行业的工作，比如股票、期货和基金，违反四项规范原则中的不赌博吗 ？OK, this devotee is asking, to have a job in the financial area, for example.Playing the stocks, bond, or fund, well, that kind of violated the principles, the four regulative principles of no gambling.
Srila Prabhupada never wanted his devotees to do any financial gambling.
Srila Prabhupada 他从来就不想让他的门徒涉入任何的金融上的赌博。
Even though you may say this is the least type of gambling, but still is a gambling.
那么虽然说这是最低限度的赌博，但它依然是赌博。
I tell you a quick story.
那我来告诉你一个故事。
At one time, the devotees found out that. The price of gold was going to rise, so they decided, and the dollar was very low, so they decided to invest, to use all the money in the temple to buy gold, because if they had the gold, then they later they would have a greater value, monetary value.
就有一次呢，这个奉献者他们就发现这个金子要涨价，而且当时呢，美元的这个价值很低，所以呢，他们就希望能够。他们就想把庙里面的所有的这些钱呢，全部来买成金子，因为之后呢，就等着金子要涨价。
It seems a very nice thing to do, particularly that it was going to be used in the service of the temple.
那么这听起来好像是一件就是挺好的做的事情，而且特别是 他们的想法是要把这个钱用作对庙的服务。
When Srila Prabhupada heard that, he was not happy at all.
但是当时爸爸听到这个事情以后呢，他一点都不开心。
We don't do financial gambling. Go and sell back the gold and get the money.
Okay, 啊，我们不做金融上的赌博，所以呢，要把金子卖掉，把钱再换回来。
So this is a story which Srila Prabhupada told by one of his senior disciples that was with Prabhupada when this happened.
所以呢，这是舒拉帕帕当时经历的一段故事。然后这段故事呢，是由当时和舒拉帕帕在一起的一位挺年长的奉献者讲述出来的。
So we have to be very careful. Don't engage in any gambling. Just live an honest life and try to earn in an honest way from all your efforts. Don't depend on gambling in order to earn your life because it can devastating consequences.
那么所以呢，我们就不要进行这样方面的这种赌博，我们只是就是老老实实的过我们自己踏踏的实实的日子就好了。因为就是这样的赌博中所获的钱呢，它有可能是会让我们倾家荡产的，会造成很严重的后果。
If you are already, if this is your job and this is the only way to maintain yourself, okay, keep doing until by Krishna's arrangements you find a better way to maintain yourself.
但是如果这是您的工作，而且这是您唯一的能够谋生的方式的话呢，那就继续做。但是呢，希望以后能够慢慢的能够找到一个更好的谋生的方式。
But don't start telling others that it's nice to do like that. It's a nice way to earn money. Don't go around and tell these things to others.
但是不要对旁边的人讲这是一个非常好的谋生的方式，这是一个很好的赚钱的方法。
Don't engage other devotees in this type of activity, even if you have to do it.
那么就即便是您自己本人要这么做，但是也不要去说服其他的奉献者做同样的事情。
Next question.
The next question from Yamuna Tiramadhi, 深深的顶拜敬爱的阿叔，由于奉献者的仁慈，有幸接触到了 Krishna 知觉，感觉到要学的东西很多，每天 Japa。读舍尔帕帕的书籍，学梵文，学习课程，做 prasadam， 还需要传播，做服务等等，但时间和心力都很有限。我们到底应该怎样去灵修呢？才能够确保离开躯体时能够记得 Krishna 呢？如果由于年龄或者身体等客观的原因，在离开躯体前还没有念足够的圈数 ，Bhakti Sastra 课程也没有学完，圣典波加瓦坛也还没有读完，此生能回到灵性世界吗？感恩阿叔的解惑。Ashu, please accept my very, very humble obeisances to you. Because of the mercy from devotee, I have the great fortune to get in touch with Krishna consciousness, and I feel there are too much things for me to learn. And every day I need to have my japa, I need to read the books from Srila Prabhupada, I need to learn Sanskrit, I need to go through many of the curriculums, and I need to learn how to cook prasadam, I also need to preach.And also many other services. So, however, the time and the energy are quite limited. So what to do is the right way for spiritual practice. And in that way, to be sure, when we are leaving the body, we can still remember Lord Krishna. And because of the age or because of the body, some of the objective situations,if when we leave the body, we still haven't, chant the sufficient rounds of the holy name, we haven't finished all of the courses from Bhakti Sastri, and we haven't finished reading all cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. But will we, in this situation to go back to the spiritual world? Thank you very much.
Your success in life and going back to the spiritual world, that does not depend how much quantity of devotional service you have performed.
回到灵性世界，然后能够取得这样的成功，它并不取决于我们做的奉爱服务的数量。
It depends only on the quality of your service.
它只是取决于我们在做服务的时候的质量。
If you can have both quality and great quantity, the best.
那当然，如果我们要是两项都能拥有，我们又有质量，然后又能拥有大量的数量的话，那当然是最棒的。
But it's not that you have to have Bhakti Shastri and you have to read all Bhagavatam and chant millions of rounds, otherwise you cannot go back to Krishna.
但是并不是说您得学完所有的 Bhakti Shastri 的课程，或要读完所有的圣典不加瓦坛的书籍，然后呢要念上成百就是好几百万遍的圣名，才能够回到 Krishna 的身边。
What we need to do.Is to engage in such a way in devotional service that we are able to always remember Krishna and never forget him. This is the most important.
那对我们来说最重要的一件事情呢，就是当我们在进行奉爱服务的时候，要做的这种方式是能够让我们永远都能记住 Krishna， 而时刻不要忘记他，这是最重要的。
So if you do.If you are engaged all day long in devotional service, it's good. It can help in it to come to this stage of always remembering Krishna, never forgetting him.
那当然，如果我们要是时刻都让自己从事对 Krishna 的服务的话，那它是可以帮助我们进入到时刻想着 Krishna， 永远不忘记他的这个阶段的。
But don't worry, because there will be no questionnaire when you are going back to Krishna said.How many rounds you chant all your life? How many books did you read? How many courses did you follow? Tick, 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 and according to how much you sing, and it's okay, you can get admission ticket.
但是不要担心啊，就不要担心，就是当我们在这个生命的最终时刻，会有这么一个测试，然后呢，会填这么一张表。然后呢，会问你念了多少圈啊？然后学了多少 Bhakti Shastri 的课呀？或者读了多少圣典不加瓦坛的师节啊？然后呢，会有一个这个就是这么一个表，然后呢，每一项一项这么一项一项划过了之后，才告诉你哦，那现在你可以来了，不是这样的。
Yeah, what we need is to always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. This is what is required.
那么我们真正被要求的就是时刻想着 Krishna， 永远不要忘记他。
If all these things make you nervous and you feel afraid that you cannot make it and you don't remember Krishna, then it's no use.
但如果要是所有您都特别的紧张的，总是在想着我是不是能够完成这些事情，然后总是在想着我是不是能完成这件事情而忘记了 Krishna 的话，那其实所有这些事情都是没有意义的。
So you have practice in such a way as much as you can. Yes, as much as you can. You practice in such a way that you become attached to Krishna and you always remember him. Even if you cannot take Bhakti Shastri, even if you cannot finish the whole Bhagavatam, it's not that important. What is most important?
那所以说呢，您所从事这个活动呢是要出一种就是依附 Krishna 的这种状态，然后使您不要忘记 Krishna， 要时刻想着 Krishna， 即便您没有这个念诵那么多的这个圣名，或者是没有完成所有的 Bhakti Shastri 的课程，没有读完所有的书。
Okay, next question.
下面一个问题是来自于刘传华玛塔吉的，顶拜敬爱的阿叔和亲爱的奉献者们，启迪的人隐迹，他的净珠呢随躯体火化，念珠该怎么办呢？可以送给新人来念诵吗 ？OK， please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that for the initiated devotee, after she passed away, her neck beads has been burned with her body, but what to do with her chanting beads?Can we give the chanting beads of hers to somebody else, to some new person to chant?
Well, it's better to give to somebody that was very intimate related with that devotee.
最好呢是把他的这个念珠呢送给和这个奉献者和这个离世的奉献者非常的亲近的奉献者来念诵。
maybe a family member that was practicing.
比如说是一位在休息的家人。
Is the best.
那是最好的。
Sometimes they also burn not so much, because they take longer to burn. Sometimes in some cases they burn also the chanting beads along with the body, but we don't do that.
Okay, 就有的时候。
I need to dilate it.
Sorry? Next question?
Yes.
Okay, so you answered all of the questions from previous week. Now we're back to this week. 所以阿叔现在就回答完上周的问题了。下周就这周的问题，这是来自于 Rajendra 跑步的。请问阿叔，在这个世界呢，人人都追求富裕、力量和地位，为此不惜代价的苦行。Krishna 在第十章中展示了自己的富裕，也是为了吸引我们嘛。Krishna 展示自己的富裕目的何在呢？谢谢您 ，Hare Krishna。This question from Rajendra Prabhu, he's saying, please accept my very humble obeisances. In this world, everybody is pursuing opulence, wealth, strength, and prestige status. And they, in order to get this, they can take all kinds of austerities. And Lord Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita chapter 10, he also manifested his opulence. Is that he's doing that for attract us? And what is the purpose for Lord Krishna to show his opulence? Thank you very much.
Well, he's showing his opulence, first of all, to tell us that he is the only one who really has opulences.
那首先呢 ,Krishna 他展现他的富裕是为了告诉我们他是唯一的拥有富裕的人。
And these opulences affect everyone.
而且他的这个富裕呢就影响了所有的人。
And yes, because people are also attached to opulences, they may be attracted to that person who has the most opulences.
因为人们呢非常的依附于富裕，所以说呢他也就会依附于那位拥有所有的这些富裕的人。
But actually, one Krishna shows that for the devotees is just to show them the beauty of his opulences, because the beauty of his opulence is like a fragment of his beauty, of his opulences.
但是 Krishna 在向他的奉献者展现他的仁慈的时候呢，他其实是要向这个奉献者来展现他的富裕的美。但是这个美呢，只是他所有美的一个小碎片而已。
So we can already appreciate the beauty and opulence of Krishna through this magnificent creation. So as Krishna indicates, things from the creation.
那所以说呢，我们就能够从这个非常宏大的这个展现中去感受到 Krishna 的美和富裕，然后来感受到他在这个创造中的这个展现。
But these are real opulences, not like the opulences we acquire in this world. They are all fake, transient, temporary. They fade away very fast.
但是呢，这些富裕是真正的、实实在在的富裕，并不是我们在这个物质世界里面所得到的这些富裕。在这个物质世界上所得到的这些富裕都是短瞬即逝的，都是虚假的。
So Krishna is showing real opulences.
是 Krishna 他在这里面是展现的真正的富裕
and showing us that he is the one who really has opulences.
而且呢他是在向我们展现他是那个真正的有富裕的人。
Yes, and through these opulences we can become attracted to Krishna, because if the opulences are so attractive, how much more attractive must be the person who possesses those opulences?
而且呢，就是通过这些富裕，使我们能够被 Krishna 所吸引，因为就是这些富裕都是如此的具有吸引力。那么拥有这个富裕的那个人，得有多有魅力啊！
If Krishna is so if these opulences are so attractive, how much more attractive must be the person who possesses these opulences?
就如果要是这些富裕都这么的具有吸引力，那么拥有这个 啊、富裕的这些，就是拥有这个富裕的这个人呢，他得多具有吸引力啊。
Yes. Okay, next question.
Shruti Rupa Devi Mataji. Shruti Rupa Mataji. 顶麦阿舒和老师们周末愉快，今天是帮一个新人在提问。虽然我已经相信了 Krishna， 自愿成为奉献者，为什么还要每天花这么多时间去念诵、阅读和聆听呢？难道相信还不够吗？感恩。Shruti Rupa Mataji's question. She said that, please accept my very humble obeisances to you and everyone. Happy weekend. And today's question is asking on behalf of a new devotee. The new devotee said that since I've readyYou know, believe in Krishna, and I'm already voluntarily to become a devotee. But why I still need to spend time to chant, to read, and to hear? Isn't trust or belief sufficient? Thank you.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
I believe you. I believe that you exist.
那我相信你存在。
And I believe that you are trying to become a devotee.
而且我也相信你努力想成为一名奉献者。
But if I want to develop a relationship with you, then I have to know you better, and I have to do things that can please you.
但是我如果要是想和你建立更好的这种关系的话，那我就必须要更多的去了解你，而且我要去做一些能够取悦你的事情。
You have written that you have volunteered to be a devotee. If you volunteer to be a devotee, means you have to act as a devotee.
那么在这里面，您刚才提到了您是自愿成为奉献者。那如果是自愿成为奉献者，那也就意味着您必须要去按照一位奉献者的形式去活动。
So a devotee performs. What makes a person be called a devotee is that he performs devotional service.
那么怎么能够使这个人被称为叫奉献者呢？他因为之所以被称为叫奉献者，是因为他在从事奉爱服务的活动。
Why do we say that believing in God, believing in Krishna is not enough?
那为什么我们说，信神或者信 Krishna 是不足够的呢？
Because just believing it doesn't show any special.Doesn't show any special achievement because it's obvious that God or Krishna exists. It's obvious. Just by saying, you have to accept the Creator is there.
因为就只是信，其实这里面是没有任何的成就可言的。因为就是一直显而易见的事情，就是神或者 Krishna， 他就是存在那儿的，他就是在那儿的。
But that's not enough. What's most important is to know that Krishna, not only Krishna exists, but Krishna has been taking care of us, lovingly maintaining us all the time. We have been maintained by.
所以我们光是信他还是不够的，因为我们必须要知道，其实 Krishna 他是始终在那儿，满怀着爱意的在维系着我们，而我们是始终被 Krishna 所维系的。
Is the one who is providing the sunshine and the rain to grow wonderful vegetables and fruits and grains that we can nourish our bodies and be very happy.
那他是为我们提供了阳光，为我们提供了雨水，然后从而才能够使谷物生长，使鲜花开放，然后使水果生长，然后才能够我们才能够使我们有这些这个食物来滋养我们的躯体，然后我们才能够开心。
Is the one who is giving us the air that you can breathe, so you can be strong, healthy.
那是他给我们提供了空气，然后我们有这种吸进的新鲜空气，我们才能够让自己始终处在非常的健康强壮的状态。
Is the one who is giving us water.
他是那位赐给我们水的人。
Is the one who has been giving us the ability to do so many things.
是他赐予我们能力，能让我们去完成各种各样的事情。
He's giving us everything.
那所以说呢，他是那位赐予我们一切的人。
So the least is to show gratitude for what he has given to us.
那所以至少我们要做的事情呢，是要为他所给我们的这一切，向他表达我们的感激之情。
And the best way to show gratitude is to do something in reciprocation.
而且那最好的呢，就是我们能够做一些事情来给他以回应回馈。
So devotional service, what we do, chanting and reading and so on, is just a token way of reciprocating with the Lord Krishna has for us.
那所以说呢，我们无论是聆听啊、唱诵啊，就是这些活动，其实我们是在回应着 Krishna， 在对 Krishna 表达，因为他为我们这么做了这么多的感激之情。
Show, reciprocate with Krishna's wonderful gifts, loving gifts.
那所以呢，我们以这样的方式在回应着 Krishna， 在向他表达着他给了我们这么多非常美妙的礼物的感激之情。
So this is the least we should do.
那所以这是我们至少要做的事情。
We would do much more for a person that we know has been physically doing things for us in this lifetime, that like a father or mother, we would do so many things to please our father and mother because we feel grateful. We want to reciprocate for their taking care of us. So Krishna is our most beloved father.
比如说我们的父亲母亲为我们做了那么多的事情，所以呢，我们也会为了感激他们而回报他们，为他们也做很多的事情。那么 Krishna 他是我们最挚爱的父亲。
So yeah, this is just a way, a token way of showing some reciprocation, showing gratitude.
那所以呢，这就是我们展现我们的回报，我们的这个我们的感恩之情，就至少我们要做出来，要展示我们的这种感恩之情。
So it's not much.
所以只是信是不够的。
So please, just think about the gifts that we have received from Krishna.
现在我们就要好好想一想，我们从 Krishna 那儿都得来了什么样的礼物。
Next question.
下面一个问题是来自于托拉西马达吉的阿叔，您好，我在德兰修女的传记中读到了印度教徒认为那些患病的人、贫穷的人、痛苦的人是自己作恶罪有应得，因此不值得同情。而德兰修女呢，和她的仁爱会无条件的和她的仁爱会无条件的服务和接受这些极度穷苦的人、孤儿甚至麻风病人。那么我们 Krishna 知觉协会中是否是如何看待这些人的呢？帕布帕德有一次说，一些人太穷苦了，没有办法修习 Krishna 知觉。那么这说明 Krishna 知觉不能够适合于所有的人吗？阿叔，my question is that when I am reading the biography of Teresa, Mother Teresa, it is said that for the Hinduism, they think that for those people suffer from disease,and also those poverty, and also those people who are suffering, they are in that situation because their karmic reaction from their sinful activities. So they are not worth to be sympathy with. But Mother Teresa very mercifully, unconditionally rendered the service to them. He accepted all of these poor, pathetic entities. He helped those orphans and also even the patients with leprosy. But in our Krishna consciousness society, what's our view to this type of people? Sri Prabhupada once said,all of these people are too poor in such a pathetic situation that they cannot really practice Krishna consciousness. So my question is that isn't that true to say that Krishna consciousness is not suitable for everyone to practice? Ashu, are you there?
Krishna consciousness is certainly suitable for everyone.
那 Krishna 知觉毫无疑问它是适合所有人的。
But some people are so much concerned about their bodily needs that they cannot give any attention to what we have to offer.
但是有些人呢，由于太过于担忧他自己的这个身体的状态，所以说呢，他是没有办法去注意到我们所给他的这个东西的。
That's why Srila Prabhupada established this program of distributing food around our places where we have temples.
那所以为什么舍勒帕帕他就会在我们的庙的周围派发普沙丹、
So at least they can, because they need food and they can benefit from taking prasadam.
因为这些人他们是需要食物的，所以至少他们能够通过荣耀了普沙丹而从中获益。
And while they're taking prasadam, they can hear Srila Prabhupada's bhajans or lectures.
而且当他们在荣耀普沙的同时呢，他们可以聆听舍尔帕帕所吟唱的巴展，或者是舍尔帕帕所讲述的课程。
They are suffering the result of their very bad sinful activities. It's reactions to their sinful activities.
但是就是他们之所以是这样的受苦，的确是由于他们的罪恶的活动的反应而造成的。
And the best way to help them.It's not just to feeding them and giving them shelter and giving them clothes. That's not the best way to help them.
但是最棒的，就是最佳的去帮助他们的方法，并不是说是给他们一个居住的地方，或者是给他们穿，就是把衣服给他们。
Because if they are not going to change their attitude, they're going to be involved again in sinful activities.And they're going to find themselves again in such terrible situations.
因为如果他们要是不改变他们的态度的话，那他们也还会去从事同样的这些罪恶的活动，那他们其实还是会处在这样的很受苦的状态的。
So that's why you have your counselor. Counselor said it's better to teach a person how to fish than to give him a fish every day.
那我们有这样一个 ，we have a what? We have a conscious. 就是我们有 conscious. 我们有这样一个说法，就是说呢，就是
Confucius.
Oh, Confucius. Okay. Oh, okay, okay. 对不起，不是 voice is broken. Yeah. But the voice is broken. I didn't hear the whole word of Confucius. It's kind of broken in half. 就是我们有孔子说到呢，就是说我们与其给人提供鱼，不如给他提供他去钓鱼的方法，去教会他如何钓鱼。
So instead of trying to help them in their destitute situation, the best charity we can offer to them is knowledge to teach them how to behave properly, so they will not find themselves again in that destitute situation.
所以说呢，为了要帮助他们摆脱这种穷困潦倒的状态，那么我们就最好能够教会他们如何能够就是生存的这种技艺，摆脱这个生存潦倒的这种状态，那这样他们就不会再处在这样的状态中了。
So knowledge is the most important thing.
就把这个知识给他，因为知识呢是最重要的。
And that can begin by giving them prasad and then telling them about Krishna consciousness.
那然后这个呢就可以从给他们 prasad 开始，并且呢把 Krishna 知觉，就这样就可以就激发他们的 Krishna 知觉。
So if we do just like Mother Teresa tending to their material needs, this is like blowing on a boil. It's just give temporary relief. They are going to continue their sinful activities and suffer again and again.
那如果我们要是只是像 Teresa 妈妈那样，只是去照顾他们的身体上的这些需求的话，那这就好像是在一个脓疮上，只是在脓疮的表面吹一吹而已，其实不能够根治这个问题的。那就意味着这些人他依然还是会继续去从事他的罪恶的活动，然后呢使他变得越来越痛苦。
So we give them knowledge. It's like cutting the boil, you know. You have to do this. You have to give up this. It's painful, but by doing the right activity, by changing your attitude, you're going to improve your life and you're going to stop your sinful activities and sinful reactions.
那么如果是我们要是把这知识给他呢，那就好像是把这个脓疮连根的把它给割除掉。那当然他的确是很痛苦的，但是呢你这么做，就是如果是按这个了解这个知识，按照这个知识的方法去做的话呢，那也就能够停止罪恶的活动，停止了罪恶的活动呢，他也就不会再有任何的罪恶的反应了。
So it's much more beneficial to read Srila Prabhupada's biography, because in Srila Prabhupada's life, you can see how Srila Prabhupada was so merciful, so compassionate to the conditioned souls.Because he tried to awaken their real spiritual identity and stop their sinful activities. And he convinced many people to change, transform their lives. Whereas Mother Teresa only catered to their material, the present material needs. They didn't change their hearts. They didn't change their behavior.
所以说呢，所以我们其实要是很好的去阅读薛拉帕帕的 Lila Marita 他的传记的话，对我们来说是很有益处的。因为在读这本书的时候呢，我们就能够看到薛拉帕帕他如何是怀着这种仁善之情，始终的要把这个就是真正帮助众生的这个方式给予大家。那他呢是在不遗余力的在唤醒人们的灵性的知觉，然后让他们能够了解自己真正的灵性的身份。然后从而能够真正的摆脱痛苦，而 Teresa 妈妈她所做的这个事情呢，她只不过呢是在帮助人们在这个物质上解除这个痛苦，但其实她就是不那么就近，她不能够完，就是真正的使这个人彻底的摆脱他的痛苦，回到他自己本身的这个状态中。
So teach the person how to behave properly instead of just giving a piece of bread every day and people just come and take another bread every day, but they are not going to change their hearts.
所以如果要是不教导这个人他如何正当的去行事，而只是今天给他吃一块面包，然后明天呢又给他一块面包，那这样的这种行动是没有办法让这个人真正的转变自己的内心的。
She even feeds them with cow meat, you know, and everybody in India knows that cow is sacred, should never be hurt or killed.
Teresa 妈妈她甚至是用牛肉来为这些人提供生命来提供这个食物。但是在印度所有人都知道牛是非常的神圣的，是不应该被杀死并且把它作为食物来吃的。
Yes, if there was no food, other food available, yes, we could kill a cow and eat the cow, but that's not the case.
当然了，如果是没有其他的食物的话呢，只有牛肉，只有牛，那我们可能就只能把母牛杀了，然后吃母牛的肉。但是当时的这个情况并不是这样的。
So she was very charitable, materially speaking, but she was in ignorance of the real culture.
所以呢，从物质的角度上来讲呢 ，Teresa 妈妈她的确是非常的具有施恩之心的。但是呢，从灵性的角度上来讲，她是很无知的，她不知道什么是真正的灵性的文化。
And because of ignorance, she engaged them in doing some sinful activities, eating cow meat.
而且就是因为她的这种无知呢，使得他让这些他所帮助的人在从事着罪恶的活动，这罪恶的活动就是吃牛肉。
Please read Srila Prabhupada's biography.
所以我请求大家要读 Srila Prabhupada 的传记。
And then you're going to see what is the real benefactor and charitable person.
然后呢，我们就知道了怎样的人他才是一个真正的有布施仁爱之心的人。
Not concerned about immediate benefits, but the ultimate benefit.
他考虑的人们并不是说是能够即刻得到的益处，而是能够得到的终极的益处。
To become free from material existence, no more birth, death, or disease.
那然后呢，能够让他彻底的摆脱物质的存在，彻底的摆脱生老病死。
You offer a meal now, in the evening they come back, they need another meal, and tomorrow they keep coming.
有如果你要是现在给他们吃一顿食物，然后今天晚上他们会来，明天还会再来。
You keep feeding them for all life.
那所以呢，你就会这一辈子都一直给他提供食物。
The next life, they keep carrying on their bad karma because they have not improved.
但是呢，下一世他们依然还会带着他们不好的业报，因为他没有得到任何的提升。
Okay, next question for Yamuna Tira.
Yeah, Yamuna Tira Maharaj's question. 感恩阿叔亲切的解惑。做一切服务，任何事情都确保是记着 Krishna 取悦 Krishna。那么不管做了多少都一样，对吧？都是为了净化物质的不洁，稳处 Krishna 知觉之中，免于紧张和焦虑，精进但不执着，平静愉悦的休息。感恩阿叔，深深的礼拜敬爱的阿叔。Okay, this is not a question. This is a comment. She said that thank you very much for such approachable and daring explanation. While we are rendering the service, while we are doing everything, we just to be sure that so we need to remember Lord Krishna and please him. But doesn't matter how much we did. How much we did is the same, right? Okay, this is a question. And she also said that all of this is for purifying the impurities of. All of this are for purifying the material impurities. And we very steadily to be in the Krishna consciousness. Stay away from tense, anxiety. We want to make progress. However, we are not so obsessed with that. And we are in a very peaceful, joyful way to practice. Thank you very much. Really, thank you very much.Very humble businesses.
Yes, we have to practice in a very peaceful and joyful way, certainly.
那的确，我们确实是要在非常的快乐的以及平和的状态下去休息，这是毫无疑问的。
But we should not be lazy either. We should be engaged in devotional service as much as possible, you know, 24 hours a day. Because it's for it ultimately.
Yeah, 但是呢我们也不能够懒惰，就是我们也要在这一天的24小时中呢要尽量的去从事奉爱服务，因为终极来说这是我们要做的事情。
Because the more we engage in devotional service also, the more we are absorbed in Krishna, the more we remember him.
因为呢我们越多的从事奉爱服务，我们就越多的能让自己沉醉在 Krishna 之中，我们就能够越好的记忆他。
But don't be an anxiety if you are not going to have a Bhakti Shastri, you are not going to finish Srimad Bhagavatam before you pass away.
但是呢，不要因为就不要担忧，是不是在自己离世之前会没有上完 Bhakti Shastri 的课，或者是没有读完圣典不加瓦坛的书籍。
Okay, Dina Tarini has a question.
Yeah, Sati Maji asked if it's okay for us to put this, last two questions for next week.
Yeah, can, because it's already past 9:30.
Yeah. 好的，
Sati Maji, 可以。I already next time.
就是我们现在还有 Dina Tari Maji, 还有另外一位奉献者所提出的这个问题，因为现在呢已经过了9:30了。所以说呢，这两个问题呢，我们就请阿叔下一周的时候为我们解答。
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for your questions.
非常非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank you everybody there for being for listening.
非常感谢大家在这里的聆听。
Listening, yeah.
聆听。
Thank you to.Satya and Anakeli Mataji for allowing us this association.
也谢谢 Satya Maji 还有 Anakeli 允许我们有这样的联谊。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari, Hari, Hari Bo.
阿叔 ki jai.怀昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。 非常感恩我们亲爱的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述以及对所有的问题的耐心的解答。非常谢谢 Sati Maharaj 为我们安排了这么好的平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 智慧之中度过一个美妙的周日。 Hare Krishna。